So
the first real thing for this performance was setting up this room space.
No, it's weird.
Where everyone sits and who sits where, sort of thing. But since the room was kind of set up, we could rearrange the room and like move the chairs about kind of thing. I mean, what would it be like for you to sit back there if you were the audience and listen to someone lecturing like over here, say? I'm just going to stick this up. I don't know if I should really stick it up, but I will, since I'm the manager team for now. But you're free to come and move it if you want. And that's my name. But if you can't see it, you might have to sort of move to see it, kind of thing. But for those that can see, it's Asin. And I was thinking of like getting everyone, trying to ask everyone to write their name on a piece of paper and maybe photocopy it later and hand it out to you later on, sort of thing. Or videoing it. We were thinking of videoing it and then showing it on the TV. I was thinking of videoing it and sending people documentation afterwards. So that was a kind of idea to keep it kind of like an open forum kind of thing. But I put my number on there anyway. If we do. Distribute it. And there's a pen there, if anyone wants to write their name on. They're welcome to do that kind of thing. But, so I'm a teacher, I'm giving like the content and I'll set it up and organise, and you're the workers, or you're not the workers, you're just sitting there really, you're just the audience. And, I've got my chairs. This is a worker here, he's got me some sellotape. But we already got one already.
I'm an unneeded worker. I'm unemployed now already.
You can join the audience then, or you can speak. Or you were a speaker just then, as well. You just said you were unemployed, so you were kind of like the present. You were a teacher for a moment, sort of thing.
Brief moment.
Brief moment. Really brief moment. So, I want to try and get you to be more of like presenters or give me some sort of content. So, if you could maybe write something on those stickers, if everyone's got a pen. If you could write, I don't know, has anyone got a pen? Does anyone need a pen at all? Yeah?
Just pencil.
Oh, okay. Share. Pencil, if you just write down, you've got choice of colour.
Choice of points.
I have those two.
Maybe suggestions for how this presentation could continue.
Polishing work, isn't it?
On the stickers. We have to write our name on it.
You can if you want.
Yeah. I think in the nature of true workers, we should have some more instructions for this, really.
Unless a student teacher, because you could put a student work on them, you could have a student teacher, you could combine all the student teachers more easily. I think we should have a strike,
think. Yeah, I'll go for that one.
Strike! Well, we could have an occupation. Or is that too much like a student thing?
I saw it more as like you are one of them and then you change to another one of them. Rather than being them simultaneously. You sort of be one of them and be another one.
Just what's that simultaneously doing, right?
But at the same time.
Well, I assume teaching and public too at the same time.
Oh, but not as student worker, what you can't do.
No, you can't do. No, you just can't do it. Yeah. Problem, that's it.
Okay. So,
anyway, where's my wife?
What?
I want to be a worker, and I want my wife.
Yeah. I'll do that, yeah. Strike!
I'm quite into the strike, though.
Yeah, off the wages, get the wages first, and
yeah,
then
yeah.
I don't know, I'm a bit lost here really.
Oh, you're
well, I was trying, like, because I'm the teacher, or because I'm telling you stuff.
You're not though. Tell us stuff.
Oh, just tell me this stuff.
Oh,
it's spreading, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
So inform us.
So,
inform us?
I've done that.
Yeah.
Didn't want to do, I haven't really got that much more to involve.
So I went to the table.
After
you
the strike.
You can take one in whenever you want.
Where is the tea?
Where is the tea? There's a kitchen over there. You can have tea break if you want.
Coffee break is going to be no tea.
And what about the workers who have got to make the tea then?
Then you have to make the tea yourself. So when you're making the tea, then you're the worker. When you're drinking the tea, then you're...
Leisure class.
Boy, we're not having none of that here.
With my writing stuff, I sort of thought that you were... I don't know, you could sort of be a teacher or informing me. Or informing, I don't know, someone else itself. But it depends what we do with it afterwards. I mean, you can just write whatever... What you think, if you just don't know, you just want to write it.
Can we have everyone checked except everyone can't write check into the intro?
No, I'm a check of the line.
Nothing.
So then we have some material,
we're
just
going
to
stop having
the
turn. Well, I don't want that.
I just said you'd find out that you
can use it.
Well, they invented robots, didn't they? They started with people.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what it means, mate. Robot means work out. Yeah. Right, that's it.
Yeah.
I forgot
a handout.
Yeah, see. Are we going to have to survive from handouts, mate? No, we want our wages. That's it. I want strike.
Strike, yeah.
Who's the union representative here?
You. Oh, no.
I'm just a troublemaker, freelance, mate.
Yeah, we're not on the double union, so it's going to be
credit. Yeah. Free autonomous workers. Yeah.
Well, but not self-managed training nation. Self-managed bill road.
Could I have a handout, please?
Oh, Christ, an artist.
It's a bit of a shadow.
Well, that makes it.
Maybe we should
thanks.
Put
a sort of
like, stand up and put these stickers on each other's
bums.
Why not?
And then
see
what happens then?
If we put on the foreheads, then we're gone.
Huh?
What we can do is, when you're all right in interactions, we stick on each other's foreheads, and then the person has to work out what's on their forehead.
Let's do that.
And then I have to try to see what's on their forehead.
We all need to stand up. I'm the teacher now, so we all need to stand up. If you just write in English anything that comes into your head, I'll just show you. Don't write your name if you don't want to. And
in the conference, Pippa stated that as organiser of a new whole school of art. And the teacher is like the presenter, which was me as well. And the worker was kind of me, because I did some of the work, but also some other people, like my geezer here, is documenting, and he's a worker, classic style.
documenting yours. Someone else was complaining earlier that he had to video these talks of like 2 days or something, and he wasn't too happy about it. He'd been sitting there for 2.5 hours filming these guys prattling on about whatever, and he was a bit pissed off, but no one else was going to do it. And the last one was a student, which is you guys, the audience. And the aim of the performance was to try and get us changing roles. So what I did before was ask people to write something down on the diagram, so that was kind of getting their view in, and then I was going to collect them up, but
Because I'm terribly sorry to disappoint you. I mean, in a certain sense, your model has already been implemented, of course. I mean, yesterday I was, teacher, manager, out there speaking.
Right.
This person, I seem to know also, if I missed you actually, here as well.
It's more of an observation, isn't it?
Well, I mean, what are you going to do with your model now that it's already been implemented?
Play with it.
Play with it.
That was, that's what I wanted to do. Yeah, or see how you can use it. I mean, it's a sort of like...
So, to go where?
And to have fun.
There's a facilitative movement around the points that are on the chart to learn and to teach.
To learn more than we're currently doing, or something.
And I don't feel that your teaching is very informing us much about what your aims and objectives are in this exercise.
It's a model for an independent school, like this part of this conference. That's what it was sort of.
I don't think they should make you head of marketing.
But to get ideas about how you can facilitate movements around those poles, so how you can break down the strings or barriers between, like you can have a work manager, but you don't have the audience teaching as much.
I think you need a bit more structure to make it work. There seems to be an absence.
And maybe actually you're completely overlooking the voluntary nature of the relationship. I gave a lot of work on a course in Holland, which people had to pay, it was a short course that you had to pay to go on. And the guy who's organising the course, actually said, well, of course people who go on courses are really dummies because, they pay to get information which the people that are giving the courses manage to get for nothing.
So it's time and effort, isn't it, sort of thing. They obviously took a lot of time and effort in picking up that information, so they're paying for saving that time and effort.
Well, I mean, to be honest, you get a remarkably good deal. I mean, if the teacher's any good at all, I mean, I think, the amount of time that it takes to gather any valuable and relevant information and the time it actually takes to pass it on, it's got absolutely no relationship whatsoever. I mean, it's like, 20 years in 10 minutes, in fact. In economic terms, I mean, to ask students to pay a 10-minute lecture, which has cost 20 years to prepare. And if it's good, we'll take a student another 20 years to actually understand what you said.
What you're saying is that you've got mistakes
learning from mistakes.
Yeah, well, that's how you learn. Yeah, I mean, even Kant says that. He's one of my smart and ideas for lots
Sorry, I don't think I was saying that, actually. What I said was, it's a voluntary relationship. This thing which is put here as a dictatorship is, I think, a voluntary relationship. And people probably don't realise that. And when they do realise that, then things, I haven't seen anybody who's given a lecture here complain about you know, having to sit in the public and listen to what I mean, I swear that I did actually keep interrupting. are there any students sitting here who are absolutely desperately frustrated and absolutely desperately want to go and sit in the blue chair and give a lecture? Because, I mean, I'd like
in a lecture to be able to talk freely and stuff like that.
One point was that you brought up earlier about the guy that's been filming these things. He was the first guy that I met when I came here, and he was saying, what is this human nature? What does everyone mean by the bourgeois? He didn't feel that he could ask that question, which I think is very sad, and something that's very wrong with this teacher-student relationship.
I think it's not actually this teacher-student relationship. It's the nature of
what?
Sorry. Well, I mean, I think in senses we were slightly discussing that this morning with the nature of academia and theoretic dogma. And I think that's more the problem. I mean, I think, you know, a student, of course, with a good teacher can say, you know, what's the bourgeoisie? What does this mean? What does that mean? And the teacher, within the limits of their power, try and answer them. But unfortunately, through academia and things, there's been a language which has developed, which is a pure language of career structure, which has absolutely got nothing to do whatsoever with reality.
Absolutely.
And this is used to impress people and to alienate people. But, you know, that's not the basic teacher-student relationship, that is something else.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. What I'm asking his partner, I mean, I've had huge discussions with him in the run-up to this lecture, and I've been criticising everything that he said about this diagram, about this lecture. But what I get from what he's saying, because I see that everyone's looking quite negative on this talk, is that the idea was, for me, that I got from you, was that ASM is an incredible networker, and I think networking and communicating, and the idea of this is ideally that we can communicate with one another on an equal sort of basis. And
what do you network?
To talk to people, really.
We talk all the time.
Well, you say we talk all the time, but it depends who you are. I stayed very quiet for my 2 years at college, and when I got into my third year, I suddenly realised that the teachers, the authority, the people who were getting my money were human beings, and I had a lot to learn from them. I felt very restricted from a very liberal college not to be able to do that. I felt very intimidated and very... And when I finally broke through that, it was a revelation, and I could get everything out of it.
So I was going to say, so the essential question is, why did it take you 2 years to suss out that...
That's what I want to know. Yeah. I mean, I know people that go through 3 years, 4 years, and still haven't broken that, and had a miserable time at college, wasted 4 years, and didn't really get my hands. Well, they're all in a clique at the top, that the students are buddies with the teachers, but a lot of them get dropped out, and a lot of very talented people get dismissed. And I think it's a way of just trying to bring some sort of, this is how I've interpreted your stuff, you don't ever theorise what you're thinking.
No, I mean,
it's not so difficult to theorise it, actually, because what is being forgotten here, or in your experience, is that in an education situation there are two distinct and different types of knowledge that are being transferred. One is knowledge, knowledge simply, which is something that can be transferred by a variety of means. It can be recorded, it can be passed on, it can be skipped, you know, anywhere in contact, it can be forgotten and then recovered, and so on. And the other type of knowledge I would call know-how, which cannot quite ever be recorded. Once it is forgotten or lost, it cannot be recovered, and that's that which is only transferred through direct contact. You know? And it may not even be transferred consciously. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, you can learn from a carpenter all kinds of aspects of carpentry, which constitute the knowledge of carpentry. But you can only learn the know-how from the carpenter by actually working with the carpenter. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Again, exactly where the carpenter holds the soul. It's not something that cannot be actually translated by any other means. Mm-hmm. Now, that transfer is not human direction. It doesn't just work from one person onto the other. It kind of takes place between the transfer, it takes place in two directions at once through your point of view. Now, really, the question here is the question as to why the existing models of art education, or the model that you have experienced, does not somehow blocks that kind of conduct in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
Why you don't want to think one way? But you can only ask that if you distinguish between the two different types of knowledge. Because in other words, you need a different type of student-teacher relationship for transfer of know-how, and a different one.
No, I would actually disagree with that. I mean, I think actually knowledge is not as solid as system knowledge is also a two-way.
But you could say it's a different nature of relationships. Different
yeah.
Between an apprenticeship and student-teacher relationship, then differentiate the relationship.
But I still think this is the wrong direction. I think the essential question is still, why did it take 2 years for you to suss that out? And is that your fault? Or is it the teacher's fault? And I don't mean that, you know, just to come down from it. But I mean, structurally, I don't think it is. Because, you know, you can have somebody there who's, you know, the communication of knowledge could take place. But, I mean, if the student is sitting there and saying, you're such an authority that I can't pick up this saw in your presence, or, you know, I can't listen to this idea that you're telling me because you're such an authority and you're authoritarianism is overwhelming me, you know, then it doesn't matter what kind of knowledge. The essential problem is that student has just built a wall between themselves and the teacher. And how do you get rid of that?
But the know-how of teaching is teaching itself in a way. You know, a know-how of learning is the learning, you know, it's the how and the what that I'm trying to distinguish. I'm improvising, I need to kind of, you know, think about it, perhaps a bit more, you know.
But I really think it's the wall the student puts there that we're
trying to presented by the setup of the space, by the setup of the relationship, one teacher at the front, talking, handouts, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're dyslexic,
yeah, yeah.
If you have a problem with your eyesight, you know, you can't follow. It's only a certain certain type of person. And we talk about art, and we talk about what we're talking about is every day, to everyone about quality, about not what you are, all of that.
Come on, man.
It's what it is to a certain extent. People who teach in art colleges are generally people that are the kind of people that fail in education systems but have somehow managed to fight their way through and find a little niche somewhere in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So although they're part of the system, they're also largely against it, unless they're real arseholes, or, you know, being converted so much they don't know where the difference is.
Part of the problem with the institution is that, you know, it forces the teachers to be in a certain way regardless of what they
That may be
because
true,
they want to get their wages at the end of the month, and the fact is that students are being tested, the teachers in the position of judging the students, and there's an entirely unequal pair relationship going on, which no matter how much both parties may or may not want it to be neutral, isn't at the end of the day.
Okay. But I mean, I think that's, you know, a good point. But I think it is important, you know, where are these things coming from, and how much is, because I mean, you know, personally, I mean, I've you know, really been frustrated, and I've been working in a college, you know, where it, to be honest, it was paradise. Believe me, there was no structure whatsoever, you know, nothing, you know, and then I was standing in front of these kids, you know, and I would, you know, desperately try and give them something, you know, but there would just be this wall there, you know. And if I mean, even something, I you know, tried to give a workshop on something, and I said, you know, for Christ's sake, you know, why won't you want us to listen? Why won't you try and learn from this thing, you know? And I said, well, you know, just because you're telling us it, we're not going to do it, you know. And you think, well, you know, I can understand that to a certain extent, but it's also extremely tragic. You know, that I spent a long time, you know, preparing and trying to divide, you know, to give. I say, don't be so bloody stupid, you know, this wall isn't there, you know, break it down.
Well, you do that by talking to people. I think the central thing is, at the end of the day, communication and that person, it's their sense of learning, and teaching as well, that has to be learned, so it passes that authority on sometimes. That's a good thing.
Sorry, in that sense, I think your performance has been remarkably successful.
What time is it?
3 o'clock.
How long can people stay in
there? I've been asked if you want to wind this up or...
Okay.
I mean, obviously the discussion has been continued.
And I hope wound itself up quite a bit.
Yeah, we've got a few more speakers booked to talk. Later on this afternoon we'll have Tina King and Hans Lenker and Pavel Buckler. But in the meantime I've been asked to read out this paper by Monica Ross, who cannot be here today, but I've been talked into reading it out myself.